Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Later in the program, the Boston Marathon race directors speak out for the first time about going forward. But we start today with reports citing anonymous White House officials saying the idea of arming Syrian rebels is gaining ground. Earlier this week, President Obama said the U.S. needed to figure out who might have used chemical weapons in the ongoing war in Syria before taking more steps. One of the fears, arming the rebels would mean arming the radical Islamist groups who've taken up their cause. But the AP is reporting today that some Syrian opposition groups may be breaking with Islamist groups. And the Washington Post is reporting that the administration is leaning toward working with one of those groups, the Free Syrian Army, which is headed by General Salim Idris. New York Times reporter Mark Landler starts us off. Mark, what are you hearing about this thinking that the opposition may be moving away from the Islamist-related groups?
Well, there's no question that the White House has a greater degree of confidence in General Idris, who is in charge of the Syrian Rebel Military Council. And he has been saying in recent days that he's breaking very much with Islamists, with extremist elements. But I must say there's also quite a bit of skepticism and even pessimism inside the White House that if you look across the whole front of opposition in Syria, that there's just a lot of evidence of radicalization and of increased connections to extremist groups. So while the White House and the United States believes that General Idris is a reliable person, and indeed that may explain this the surfacing of this debate on again providing weapons to the rebels, it comes against a backdrop of quite some skepticism and pessimism.
We'll just stay with Idris for a second. He's apparently said things that the U.S. wanted to hear, very moderate, non-sectarian positions.
That's right. And in fact, this grows out of a series of meetings that Secretary of State John Kerry had recently with the rebels, where he basically laid out a series of things that the U.S. wants to see the rebels do. And General Idris has said all the right things. The question is, you know, as ever, with the Syrian opposition, some of the most effective fighting forces are of those that are linked to extremist groups. The most prominent of these is the al-Nusra group. The challenge for General Idris and for the United States, which supports him, is to see if they can buttress his position to give him the kind of credibility on the ground that some of these extremist groups enjoy.
Yeah. You mentioned al-Nusra. This is the rebel group that's pledged allegiance to the al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. And as you say, they are better fighters than General Idris's group. But General Idris, more of what he said that the U.S. has wanted to hear, he said he's ready to negotiate with Syrian generals who haven't ordered the deaths of civilians. He's ready to work with the Russians. But the key phrase might be what the U.S. wants to hear. Might he be saying what the U.S. wants to hear?
Well, I think he is. I don't doubt that the U.S. is probably more open to dealing with him than they have with the rebels for some time. And if you look at this recent disclosure that the notion of providing lethal weapons is again on the table, remember this is something that came up last fall. The reason that the president has been so reluctant to do this, to take this step, is because he worries that the weapons will end up in the hands of extremists. The fact that he's now open to doing so, I think, illustrates both this greater degree of confidence in General Idris and in the senior commanders around him, as well as the recognition that in the wake of these disclosures last week about the use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime, that the United States simply has to do more, has to be seen as doing more to bolster the cause of the rebels.
Well, as Spencer Ackerman, though, is writing in the Wired blog Danger Room, there are military analysts who say even if the U.S. gives arms to the rebels may lose. Bashar Assad has a well-trained army, over 50,000. He has air superiority, and then potentially he has these chemical weapons that have been used. Is the White House discussing what happens then? There's the slippery slope fear, and Americans have no stomach for boots on the ground. So is that one of the concerns of arming the rebels and then losing?
Yes, I think there's a great worry at the White House that what you're seeing now in Syria is a battle that has hardened rather than what we saw 6 months ago, which was Assad on the defensive and this sense that his days were numbered. You don't actually hear people in the administration talk about his days being numbered because I'm not sure they have the same level of confidence that he's on his way out.
But just a quick question, though, Mark. We know that the administration officials have been holding these high-level meetings this week because of the fear of chemical weapons on the ground. What might a timeline be? I mean, if the decision is made to give the arms, might we see it tomorrow? What are you hearing?
I'm hearing the next few weeks for a decision on supplying weapons to the rebels.
Mark Landler of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.